probably a week or two, and he's still in the process of trying to get himself ready to go. We prepare for a very, very good Seattle Seahawks team. Their offense is 12th in the NFL, 3rd in rushing. They do an outstanding job with the rushing game. They're averaging 27.5 points per game. They're 9th in the league on third down. They're 6th in the green zone. They only have 16 turnovers, which is 5th fewest in the league. Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch, are the two keynote people that, to be recognized, but it is an outstanding offensive line and tight end combinations with outstanding wide receivers who make very good plays, a lot of plays off of play action, but a very, very good core of offensive players. Their defense is ranked 1st in the NFL, 1st against the pass. They're outstanding against the pass. Their corners do an outstanding job of really just putting themselves in position to dominate the receivers, and the pressure up front helps that tremendously as well. They're allowing only 15.8 points a game. They in the red zone, they do an outstanding job of keeping the opponent out of the end zone. They're 3rd in the league with that capacity. They have 28 takeaways, which is 2nd most in the NFL. Their special teams does an outstanding job of punt coverage. They're 1st in the league on punt coverage, 4th in the league on punt returns. Not quite as good statistically on kickoff or kickoff return. Hauschka, an outstanding kicker, and Ryan, who is a major contributor as to why the opponent punt return is of little or no significance, because his hang and his distance go together, and he pounds the ball very high in the air, and the coverage teams are outstanding, led by Lane, an outstanding gunner. So they are a well-balanced football team, a physical football team. They travel here to play us in MetLife Stadium. We're excited about the opportunity to play against a team of this quality, and we look forward to getting into our preparation starting today.
Tom, how emotionally do you guard against, as a coach, the disappointment of last week affecting you next week?
Well, I've mentioned how this has been handled many, many times. We are a resilient team. I believe we will bounce back. Mondays are difficult. Wednesdays we start to come up. My job has become encouraging, to encourage, to lift us back up, to point us in the right direction, and that's what I continue to do.
Tom, you guys had done really well against the run last week. They had some yards against you. Did something change? What did you see there?
They blocked. I don't think we tackled real well, but they also have a good scheme with a big offensive line and, a nice mix. And when you do that and you have less numbers down, no matter whether you're in a one-back or however, you better be in the right position and gap responsibility, and you also better be able to handle the people that are coming off and, give credit where credit is due.
They ran a lot out of the shotgun today. Change anything for you guys that could have any effect?
That's our league. Our league has become very much that way. Everyone seems to have moved in that direction. And we have as well. And the runs are not necessarily all that complicated out of the shotgun. It's just the idea that most people are geared to play in the pass. And if you don't have people quickly to drop down in the box, you can give away those what looks like not much, but ends up, 5 yards, 4 yards, or whatever, 2nd and 5, that type of thing.
Tom, will you use what's remaining to take a look at certain younger players?
We're going to try to play as best we can and win with our roster, the roster that we have. If the opportunity is there, then so be it. But that's not going to be the number one thought on our minds. Our roster is our roster. We've been playing a lot of people. And you do have to look at special teams as well to make sure you know who's out there on special teams, so you can make or ask me questions about the younger players. I mean, who are the younger players? If you have somebody you're specifically referring to, I'd be glad to answer that. But that's our number one objective. We have a 3-game schedule. We want to play as best as we possibly can. Over the course of these X amount of weeks, people have established themselves in their positions, rightfully so, fairly so, if they, and I'm not commenting on the degree of, of where we are with regard to that. I'm just saying those people who are playing have earned the right to play.
One of those younger players was Adrian Robinson that I think a lot of people were curious about. What's his deal at this point?
He was hurt for a long time. He's practiced for a few weeks now. He did a nice job of being a scout squad tight end for Gates a week ago. He's improved from what I can tell on special teams, and if he can continue to improve, perhaps that opportunity will come.
With the time, not to go down the roster, what about...
You say that every time you ask me a question. Then I know you're going down the roster.
What about Brandon Mosley at the guard spot here? Any plans to take a look at him?
Well, he's been the XO tight end. Did a nice job with that the other day. Hopefully you noticed that. And again, if the opportunity presents itself, so be it. But who would you like me to take out? Brewer's also getting playing time. If you haven't noticed, he hasn't had a whole lot of time, and he's getting playing time, and he is responding. So I'd like to see Brewer continue to get better, too.
Put Brandon Jacobs on injured reserve. Was that something that, even if you had been still alive, would have been made, or has his knee just gotten that bad that he couldn't do it anymore?
I believe he was, for the most part, incapacitated and needed to have this done, and that's why medically they made the decision to do it now.
What's the plan with JPP moving forward this week?
It's as always, you know. What are the medical people telling me? How good does he feel? Where is his confidence level? Physically, strength, how much strength is there? Can he defend himself? Can he do the things he has to do in order to play? Once those questions get answered, maybe I can help you a little bit better. But right now it's still, you know, even though he's very optimistic right now, if you asked him, he'd probably tell you something very optimistic. But again, I look at the sheet, he's not going today. Shows you my tremendous influence in the medical profession.
Tom, against a team like Seattle, how important is it not only to play hard, but to play smart? They don't beat themselves a lot.
You've just summed it up. You know, you have to be physically prepared to go against a very good and physical team, a team that's a little bit unusual, so there's some solid preparation there. They don't turn the ball over. They do things the right way. They lead the league or second in the league in takeaways. Therefore, you can't make a mistake, as we've learned the hard way over and over and over. Like I told you, I came in at halftime the other day, 2 turnovers, 2 touchdowns. I mean, it's amazing.
How do you handle that with your guys? I mean, you had a lot of those offsides penalties.
Handle what?
Handle, you know, like you say.
The week before, we had one. Last week we had penalties. We jumped around offside. We didn't do a good job of that. Our concentration was poor. Our defensive line committed 3 of those. We were offside on special teams. You know the deal. How do I handle it? Just like I'm handling it with you. Talk about it. Tell them how poor it is. What it does not relate well to a good football team. You know, it has no place at this level. You watch the football. You're not careless. Focus more on your individual time because that's when all these drills are taking place.
Tom, we haven't seen any of Ryan Nassib since the preseason. How is he developing, and is there a possibility that he could get a suit here in the last 3 games?
Not at this point in time. He's done very well as a scout team player. He's taken all these running quarterback roles and done a great job with it. Played some safety, done a lot of good things. Very good, very sharp kid. Works his tail off. Knows what his spot is. He's in that room with those guys. He's like a sponge. That's what the intent was.
Tom, you mentioned having to encourage them now going forward. Do you take the countdown clock down off the wall so they don't have any reminders of what's been lost?
I didn't put it up, so I'm not taking it down.
Is it still there?
I don't know. You tell me.
Some of your players have talked about how the last 3 weeks, you know, it's an evaluation period. It's obvious in this league. Do you have to talk to your guys about, you know, what you do the next 3 weeks will affect your future, not only here but in the league?
I don't use it that way. Now, I continue to talk about being the best you can be. You know, always put your best foot forward. Obviously, you're under heavy scrutiny right now in terms of preparation and how well we play on Sunday, which is no different than any other time of the year.
really never been at this point before, except like maybe your first year. So what do you expect from the fans on Sunday?
Support. We are the New York Giants. We are playing at home. We are playing against a very good football team. You know, we're going to try as hard as we can. We're going to prepare as hard as we can. Hopefully we'll play as well as we can. You know, so. Anything else? Thank you.